So far, Fed cattle prices this week are about $3 higher. U.S. beef exports declined significantly year over year for the second consecutive month. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 7th of August. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade had yet to fully develop through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service, but early prices are mostly $3 higher so far this week, with established trade in the Southern Plains at mostly $100 hundredweight. Although too few to trend, there are also some early trades in Nebraska at 163 dressed, and in the Western Corn Belt at $103 on a live basis and at 163 in the beef. Cattle futures were mixed but mostly softer, and the latest U.S. export sales report offered no support. Net beef export sales for the week ending July 30th were down 55% from the previous week and down 35% from the prior four-week average, according to USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. June exports were down hard as well. More on those momentarily. Except for 32 cents and 42 cents higher on either end of the board, live cattle futures closed an average of 45 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 87 cents lower across a range of 52 cents to $1.32 lower. Wholesale beef values improved on the day. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.09 higher through Thursday afternoon at $204.66 a hundredweight. Select was $1.19 higher at $192.01. Heavier carcass weights continue to overwhelm less slaughter. The average dressed steer weight for the week ending July 25th was 903 pounds, which was 4 pounds heavier than the previous week and 34 pounds heavier than the same week last year, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight of 829 pounds was the same as the previous week, but 29 pounds heavier than the previous year. Total cattle slaughter for the week of 639,971 head was 11,692 head fewer than the same week last year, but beef production was 7.8 million pounds more. Corn futures closed unchanged to fractionally mixed, while soybean futures closed mostly fractionally lower to a penny lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold steady to higher, and sharply higher in some cases, at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers sold $3 to $6 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded steady to $3 higher. Steer calves sold $3 to $5 higher, while heifer calves sold steady. There are 3,244 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 850 pounds sold $11 higher at Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there were 2,700 head. Steers weighing 900 to 950 sold $4 to $6 higher. At Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, feeder steers weighing 750 to 950 sold $2 to $6 higher, but lower undertones were noted for a light test of feeder heifers weighing 700 to 900 pounds. There are 2,592 head on offer. Unevenly steady undertones were noted at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there were 1,931 head. Finally, steer and heifer calves sold mostly $8 to $10 higher, with instances of $15 higher at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas. Feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $6 higher. There were 1,405 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Thursday, led by tech stocks and supported by fewer weekly initial jobless claims than anticipated. Initial claims for the week of August 1st were 249,000 fewer than the prior week at 1.19 million, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 185 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 21 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 109 points. Supply disruptions, restrictions on food service, and weakening economies in major import markets all helped confound U.S. beef exports in June, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. June beef exports were close to the May lows, down 33% from a year ago to 79,013 metric tons, with value falling 32% to $492.3 million. Exports were below year-ago levels to most markets, but trended higher to Canada, China, and South Africa. For January through June, beef exports fell 9% below last year's pace and volume, and were 10% lower in value at $3.63 billion. Beef export value per head of fed slaughter averaged $219.53 in June, down 32% year over year. For the first half of the year, export value per head averaged $300.43, down 4%. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says the organization expected that interruptions in red meat production would continue weighing on June exports, but anticipated more of a rebound, particularly for beef. Noting that it takes time for the entire supply chain to adjust to the pandemic supply shock, Hallstrom notes that with production recovering, the U.S. has regained its supply advantage, so he expects beef and pork exports to regain momentum in the second half of the year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 7th of August. Remember, you can sign up for the detailed and free daily electronic newsletter at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.